Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Thank you for taking some time to listen. Today's topic has to do with feminine and masculine power balancing, which I have really come to understand is metamorphosis. And it's a process that all of us are undergoing right now, some of us more quickly, some much more slowly. We're going through metamorphosis with this masculine-feminine power balancing on a personal, individual level, on a global level. We see it everywhere. It's in the media. It's in government. It's in politics, it's in religion, it's in corporations, it's in the film industry, it's in the entertainment industry, it's in the fashion industry. It is literally everywhere. So important for us to really begin to take note of what's happening. I mean, we all know there are big, big changes occurring. We see them, we feel them, some of the fallout from them. Some of the relief from these changes. But what can we personally do to really kind of raise our own awareness, raise our consciousness, and to maximize our own personal benefit from the changes that we're all going through? Well, that is what metamorphosis is about. And I've really been learning quite a bit about metamorphosis. The creatures that experience metamorphosis are the ones that we think of as flying creatures, moths and butterflies. And yes, they do go through metamorphosis. They go into a number of different stages where they become, first they're caterpillars, then they go into a cocoon, and inside that cocoon, they're very still, and everything, literally, their cells transform. And at the end of the period, when they emerge from the cocoon, they're new beings, a new type of being. And metamorphosis is actually defined as a change of the form or nature of a thing or person into a completely different one by natural or supernatural means. And when I found that definition of metamorphosis, I was just kind of blown away, because that's absolutely what's going on right now for us. We're all changing form. We're changing our natures. Sometimes not willingly, sometimes with a lot of discomfort and frustration, but some of it's natural and some of it is supernatural. It seems to be really outside of us. It seems to be almost energetic in aspect, and it's almost like there's a force or a frequency occurring that is ushering this change along. So, metamorphosis and feminine masculine power balance is really important. It's something that we all, I think, genuinely need to have an understanding of, acknowledge, know how to work with it within ourselves, because we all, no matter what our gender is on the physical level, or what our mental gender is, or our emotional gender aspects, no matter what, we all have both masculine and feminine energy within our being. And we have masculine and feminine attributes and aspects, and this is a good thing. This is natural. It's part of our nature. But what we don't know is how to work with it, how to use it for our highest and best good, for our greatest contribution, our greatest happiness, to have the most significant impact in our world, in our lives. using that masculine feminine current for leadership of ourselves first, and then in whatever other capacities we are led to or inspired to, whether it's building a family or building a business or a community or leading a large group of people, or political or education, spiritual, leadership requires balancing. Good, authentic leadership requires a balance of masculine and feminine energies. And if you look back at the great leaders, the great figures in our history, and even in recent times, I can think of some leaders who demonstrated an amazing amount of both feminine and masculine. The Dalai Lama is one. He's very strong. He's very, very dedicated, very confident and grounded in his beliefs and his clarity and understanding. He can be very, very firm, but he also has this amazing, open, fluid, soft intelligence. His divinity comes through in so many ways. That is an example of masculine, feminine energy balance. Another one that I can bring to mind is Buddha. Buddha was very, very masculine early in his life. And after he went through his great awakening, he had then the ability to really use his, not only his masculine, but his feminine energy. And it became balanced so that he could become a great inspiration, a great teacher. Nelson Mandela, very strong, but yet a very loving, caring, compassionate, and kind man at the same time. Martin Luther King, very strong, very powerful, very active, an activist for important change. But yet he had a soft quality that lifted people up, that really inspired and raised people up out of places of great desperation and sadness. And I think that's an example of masculine and feminine energy balance as well. So, and there are many, many more. Interestingly, I gave you three men. That is interesting. Let me give you some examples of women. Mother Teresa, a tiny woman with a great presence. She did so much good. She made such an enormous contribution with her work. She helped so many people, and she was strong. She was tiny, but very strong, very powerful, very loving, but also very organized. She's an example of a woman who had a balance of her masculine and feminine energy, and it allowed her to just do incredible work in the world while she was here. Florence Nightingale, Margaret Thatcher, Indira Gandhi, these women who were great leaders or made great contributions to the world with their work. And that's an excellent example of masculine and feminine energy balancing. So I think we will all agree that the world has been in quite a state of tilt for many generations, with the masculine leading, even controlling, forcing, in most situations, whether it was the family, in government, in business, in religion, in education. The masculine energy has been the lead for decades, many decades, maybe centuries. However, there was a big change with the women's movement in the 60s. Women kind of stepped in and really did a lot to gain equality and to gain respect. There's still a lot of room for improvement. But I also think there's a pretty general understanding now that what women did in their attempt to gain the equality was we really tried to step in and be men. That didn't work, because what ended up happening was women tried to be superwoman. They tried to do it all. They tried to be everything to everyone, and it was exhausting, frustrating, ultimately not very fulfilling, and it upended things. And so now we're coming back around and having another big opportunity here to balance the masculine, feminine energies. And I think that the real reason is because it has to happen. This has to happen for us as a species to survive. Things cannot continue the way they have been. Not on this planet, not with individuals or families or society. Things have to change. And they are. Things are definitely changing, sometimes with great resistance. But nonetheless, it's happening by natural or supernatural means. So when I talk about power balancing, I'm talking about authentic power. And there's a huge difference between authentic power and the fake power grabbing that we see so much of, or perhaps have even personally experienced in our lives, whether that has been in our families or in our jobs, careers, personal or business situations, in perhaps our upbringing, in our churches or schools. Genuine authentic power is very balanced. It has both masculine and feminine attributes. There is great respect in it, and there is great respect for others in it. Power grabbing is force. And force is a very low vibration. It's not very elevated in frequency. It is self-focused and self-centered, and it is unsustainable. Force is absolutely unsustainable. And so we're kind of seeing that begin to shake out too, again, with enormous resistance on the part of those who would be power grabbers. So lots happening here. There's a lot to talk about. Power versus force. This stuff's not for pansies. It's for you. It's for me. It's really for everyone. It's time for all of us to show up fully and freely as ourselves, powerfully, fully, as who we are. So there is just a great deal more information that I can share with you. There are many levels to this. This masculine-feminine energy balancing is a physical, a mental, an emotional, and a spiritual construct. There are many levels. There is conscious and unconscious, even subconscious. There are beliefs. There are misinterpretations. There is a lot of really, frankly, lousy messaging and bad training that we receive from perhaps well-meaning people, perhaps not. But there's a lot that we need to unpack so that we feel the balance of our own masculine and feminine energy and power. The masculine aspects of us are kind of more the active doing aspects, the analytical, the constructive, the action-oriented aspects, all of those things. Really important. We need all of that to get things done, to accomplish things in our lives, to move forward. The building of things, the building of a family, a home, a business, a career, a community, whatever, building. That aspect is very masculine. Then our feminine aspects are our being aspects. They are more open, expansive, creative, receptive, fluid, intuitive, still or reflective. And those things are all enormously important. That is the creative element, the aspects that really generate the inspirations, the ideas, and give birth to them through the action. So we need both sides of the coin. We need the masculine and the feminine. And indeed, we all have it within us. But we've, perhaps because of cultural conditioning or familial training or our education or religious upbringing, we've really been boxed in. And typically, we lead with one of these over the other. Usually, it has to do with our gender expression, but not always, because all of us have known really powerful, almost, steamroller type women who are just super aggressive. And we've also known gentle, kind, wise, loving, compassionate men. So again, we've all got it all, and the ultimate goal is to perfect ourselves by balancing these and having a really solid awareness and understanding and ability to use these energy currents for our highest and best good, our highest and best happiness, health, success, and service in the world. So this is a real passion of mine, and I have been guided to make this be my main area of focus because it's really up. It's really up right now for everybody, certainly including me. And so I've put together a program, a six-week program that really dives deeply into this metamorphosis, the stages that we go through, the deep dive into all of this. And during this six-week intensive masterclass, we're going to talk about power versus force. We'll talk about politics and why politics and spirituality or inspiration must converge. It can't be separate any longer. We'll talk about our physical being, our bodies, intimacy, sexuality. We'll work with the emotional aspects, which are very powerful and deep trigger places for change and transformation. We'll also focus on the mental aspects, where those deep grooves are of unhelpful thinking, looping patterns in our thoughts, wrong beliefs, outmoded ways of viewing things, and we'll work to retrain our thoughts, retrain our brain, kind of rewire, reprogram for stronger, more genuinely creative and transformative thinking. We'll talk about power imbalance in personal relationships and in the wider world. We'll open up Pandora's box. some of what we're going to cover is controversial, but it's really important. It's important for us to just be aware of and know. And it's important for not only each of us personally, but it's important for those we love, for our children and for our children's children. So, if this sounds interesting and you'd like to learn more, click into the link on the Blog Talk page here, or you can go to my website at emboldenedheart.com and just look at the events section and just click and open up the link to the Metamorphosis program. Thank you for being with me, and I wish all of you a graceful as best you can and total transformation, a metamorphosis as you move into balance of your own masculine and feminine energy and power. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.